Thanks. Football's back. Oh, I can't tell you how excited I am to come here and chat with all of you. I want to give credit, you know, to Nick Caserio and his staff, as well as Coach Belichick, for all the work and preparation that goes into the draft each year. And due to the consistent success we've had over the past 15 years, we haven't had the opportunity of picking the can't-miss prospects with the first few picks in the draft. Yet still, I think we all agree, they do a pretty good job finding talent throughout the draft to give us a chance to compete for championships. I just came from the draft room where I had a chance to talk to Cyrus, and he's very excited to be drafted by the Patriots and said he couldn't wait here to come here next week and meet us all. So we're very excited about that. And I just want to remind everyone that we've had some pretty good success with our second-round picks in recent years, including current players like Jamie Collins, Patrick Chung, and our own special Rob Gronkowski. Although Rob coming to New England has been a little too serious, and we're trying to loosen him up and lighten him up a little bit. Well, we've also had some pretty good success with some late-round picks. And I want to remind everyone in this room that the last time we entered the draft without a first-round pick was in the year 2000, and that's the year I traded our pick to the Jets in exchange for Bill Belichick. So sometimes when we don't have a first-round pick, things seem to work out. And because that's the same year, we also took a young man who was a quarterback from Michigan in the sixth round with the 199th pick. And in drafting Tom, we not only acquired, in my opinion, the greatest quarterback in NFL history, but also a young man who's an exceptional person with the highest level of integrity. I feel so privileged to have Tom in my life, and I truly view him as a son. And with that in mind, I want to make two things crystal clear about the ongoing situation with the NFL. Number one, there is no finer ambassador for the game of football and the New England Patriots than Tom Brady. We always have had and will continue to have Tom's back, especially when he's being treated unfairly, and he knows that. All the decisions that this organization and I personally have made throughout this ordeal have been focused on putting Tom in the best possible position for success. Number two, I have been in constant communication with Tom over the past 16 months, and we've had numerous conversations this past week. And we are both on the same page, and he knows exactly where my allegiances and the total teams are to relative to the extremely unfair discipline that he has been subjected to. I share in our fans' anger and frustration with the penalties the league has levied and the entire process and how it was conducted. But please trust that I am always trying to do what I believe is best for this franchise and pledge that I will always continue to do that. I want to thank you all for your continued support, and please enjoy the rest of your evening. Training camp and kickoff is now less than 90 days away. Thank you very much.